open a hole.
Checkity check, check.
Get real.
Get real.
Why are we still doing that intro?
Kick her to the curb.
Started over because of that, and now we're doing
Dump
it again.
Dump that bitch.
Really?
2017, the year of being positive. I like it.
Nothing but likus.
That's the worst 2017 podcast we've ever done.
It's probably true. And the best. Hey, everybody, right to it. Welcome to the After Disaster. I'm Anderson. Sit in.
We're going to get right to it and open a can of fucking comedy.
Your mom's and dad's Mexican restaurant. That's where we sit. Mm-hmm. Atop the improv. Mike Carano.
After Disaster.
Sitting there to my right. Ty lounging to my left.
Significantly lounging.
Yeah, I want to lounge too, but I don't think I can.
Lounge it up, dude. Give it a lounge.
All right. Taking off the headphones to lounge.
You need your headphones, though. You got a lounge.
I'm going to try it without headphones.
No, I don't like that.
I don't like it either, but it's too far, and I don't want it. Let's just keep going. I think this is going to be fine.
Really?
Yeah, I can hear you fine.
But here's what's going to happen. You're going to talk off mic and not realize.
I'll try not to.
Yeah?
Try my best, which wasn't very good in most things in my life, but maybe tonight it'll be A-okay.
Hey, it's been a while.
It
we
have
not
been
done a
while.
Show in a long time.
It's been a while.
I got news.
Yeah? Big You're having
news.
Another baby?
Big news.
Congratulations.
No, it's After Disaster centric news.
Okay.
I got mugs.
What? Wow.
Holy
smokes.
We did it.
That feels like a commitment.
I like how mugs. We don't do any sort of like midweek communications about these
we
things.
We should. And I feel like we really should with the mugs.
You can come
especially.
In.
Coming
come
in.
In.
Walk loudly.
Do you know what I thought today lately? That we should get? Which
so,
probably isn't going to happen. Mugs. No, I thought it would be nice if we rented an office, the After Disaster office.
Yeah, that would be nice.
That'd be great.
I know it's not going to happen, but if we could rent like
Here's
a little
the
office
problem
for a few
that.
$100 a month, that'd just, be our studio.
I just did the finances on the After Disaster
yeah,
last,
we're losing.
Just last night, and like you know, we're barely breaking even. So
mm.
No, we're doing okay. We're doing well actually. I don't want to be.
We're gonna
like
make
the,
sure
those people who give
your money
a pretty penny every month.
Maybe we should hire an accountant.
It is going in the wrong direction. We've we're
probably
we went up.
Probably because we don't fulfill
we
any of our promises.
Yeah. Right
like
now,
a balloon. At a time.
We're like the balloon of podcasts.
Well, it's not a balloon. It's more like a like
rocket, an exploding
a violent,
shuttle.
A violent upheaval yeah. and then downheaval. Like if we were to see.
We're like a shuttle and we launch and everyone's happy and we're cheering and then we blow
yes.
up in midair because of the Trump podcast. And
well, I don't
sudden,
know if our Trump podcast really didn't really seem to make a dent. But if we saw the graph on a two-dimensional screen, it'd be a pretty good looking roller coaster.
Yeah,
yeah.
Except for those ups and downs would be very harsh.
Well, for us, but for the people riding the train, they'd have a good time. Mm-hmm. But mugs, those $50 or more a month people getting the mugs, and they got dimples in them.
Ooh,
got a little, yeah, they're good. They're quality mugs.
Nice.
I did not buy the cheapo mugs. I got good mugs.
Where'd you get them?
That's
Insider Secret.
Home Goods. What?
Home Depot? Guess I should be wearing headphones.
Home Goods.
I don't know what that is, but
Home
sounds like a cool place.
Goods. Yes. And they're all very good mugs. They're like, they cost out of pocket $4 a piece or more.
Ooh,
some of them
or
cost
more.
$7.
Hey.
Remember when we talked about doing beer steins at one point?
We got
Remember
the paint.
When we talked about a million things?
We got the paint. We got the mugs. All right. So when can we get together to do the mugs?
Midnight tonight.
This weekend, baby.
Yeah. Good. Mm-hmm.
Which Toronto? Day? I can't do Sunday.
All right. Saturday. All right.
We'll figure it out.
We'll do that.
I am solo daddy this weekend, though. So
where's the wife?
Going to a wedding.
What?
You're not invited? Out of the city?
Yeah. It's like 4 hours away.
Have you yet, either one of you, had the opportunity to have someone invite you to a wedding and you did not believe in their relationship so you could say this without any kind of joke? Not making this one, but I'll be at the next one.
Who'd you say that to?
I've always wanted to. I have not had the opportunity yet.
Is that a thing? People say that?
No, I want to, though.
I think it would lessen the chances of you getting an invite for
so
the next
one.
So
you want
to
know either of us have ever had the chance to say a thing that you've made up in your head?
Well, have you ever had the opportunity to say, like, you know, I can't make this wedding, but I'll make your next wedding? Because that's, you know, chances are, if you say that, it'll end up being true. Like, you know, there is that opportunity.
Yeah, I see potential for everyone I know who's married to get divorced.
Right. Yeah.
Yes, because I mean, by the fact that you're married, there's potential for divorce.
And if you were to say, I can't make this one, I'll make the next one, chances are like they will forget you were a dick when you said that because they're going to go through so many life changes in between then and now. You know?
Absolutely. Yeah, I see a lot of people, a lot of my friends that are married, I see what could be the initial beginnings of resentment.
Resentment or that's it? Resentment or like...
Yeah, I think that's the key. I think that's what...
Like Jillian and I. Let's just... We'll use us as an example. Like,
what's... I haven't really noticed it with you guys that much.
Mm-hmm. Good answer. Good answer.
No, I haven't, but
I'm not going to answer this question, but I'll answer the next one.
Like another friend who's...
All right, let's go Tyler Lorne.
Who I've been working with.
Shit.
Let's see here.
He's alone all by himself on the weekends, evidently.
Hell yeah, baby.
Lauren might be a little bitter about the podcast taking some of your time away from her and the baby.
I could see that.
That could be the wedge.
I could see that.
I like that in your scenario, though, that with my marriage on the line, I'm like, don't care after disaster.
Exactly.
That's how it should be.
Oh, you're saying that this is the wedge that's
when
this
she,
is what
when
starts
she says
it.
It's me or the after disaster.
Can you imagine, though, if they broke up because of the AD? The shirts.
It'll be pretty good.
Angry Lauren face right in the middle.
Yeah.
It's like a Fisher going through like the AD logo.
Crooked Lauren tried to break up the greatest
Yoko
show
White
on earth.
It's like
didn't
not
happen.
Since, not since Dr.
Loser.
Drew. Not since Dr. Drew has anyone tried to like,
it's
you
true.
Know, shove
Ooh,
a wedge.
We should have a Dr. Drew themed shirt about how he tried to break up the show.
Did he try to break up the show?
Yeah, I remember.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
what was it? What
did he
do? I don't really remember.
He was taking you and he was
saying,
you guys have an after disaster show, a live show at the Improv scheduled? How about you and I do a show? Without
yeah, that's
them?
Right.
Oh, yeah.
That's what
he was tearing
right.
us apart.
I
that's
forgot
right.
about that.
He was tearing
And he was going on secret mandates with
apart.
You.
Apart.
Yeah, they weren't secret. It's they true. Were kind of secrets.
That's true.
Dr. Drew and I spend a lot of time talking about your guys' marriage is falling apart.
It's true. You think he's joking. It's actually all I think
I'm
about.
Sorry that I brought that topic up because I do have a specific example in mind and I cannot for the life of me think of it. And it just happened recently where I was talking to somebody. I'm like, I could see this person getting divorced now, which I could have never seen before. But after the conversation with him, he was talking about his wife getting upset about this and doing that. And I just went, and here it comes. It's coming.
Mike is showing down so the much restraint right now that he hasn't dropped a name.
No, he really can't remember.
Yeah, I know. I wish if
restraint.
I could remember, I would say the first name.
I got you, buddy.
I just can't remember.
Drew.
Oh, that's it.
And Susan.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I'll just say Drew and Susan.
Mm-hmm. Everyone else
sitting in a tree. Divorcing.
I couldn't follow. What was that?
You don't know how to spell divorcing?
Oh.
Did I spell it wrong?
No, you spelled it right.
I would like to say happy birthday to a listener of the program, James Wilson, turned 30.
Yeah?
Sent me an email asking me how he should go about drinking 30 beers for his 30th birthday.
I would do it in the parking lot of the hospital.
I wouldn't do it in, like in a day?
Yeah.
In Vegas. I would sit down
one an hour for 30 hours.
I would sit down with a piece of paper and a pen, and I would write down what's the point.
The joke,
and then I would
be,
observe
like
that
standard style, like over and over again. What's the point?
I would
what's
just write
point?
Down Zip. Like what's what the point what's purpose what? Of this whole thing was, and then I would review that list, and then I would question it
while drinking.
How about this? If because you could probably. First of all, that's a lot of peeing. That's what I don't like about that.
Yeah.
That is a lot of peeing.
You got to think you're depleting your body of some kind of nutrients, right?
If you want to...
constantly flushing.
If you're a man, you'll just do 30 shots all at once.
What?
No, he
said
that's beers.
A giant stein.
Yeah, he'll die.
No, he's drinking... James was drinking 30 beers in like a day within 24 hours.
That's just a ridiculous amount of calories and liquid.
I mean, I wasn't there, but he did it.
Well,
he asked for my advice.
What are we musing about it if he already did it?
I'm just saying congratulations. He did it. He asked for my advice. I said, make sure that you're, stay in the room. Make sure you're, good friends have your credit card and cash because you're in Vegas.
I'm not even thinking about the alcohol part. I'm thinking about the amount of liquid that's going to be in your body. That's just too much.
That's the thing. Yeah, that's the thing. Like,
because no, I'm not going to drink 30 12-ounce bottles of water.
Yeah.
He could.
That was very... What, did he look like the girl from Willy Wonka?
I didn't see a picture of James.
What's her name? Palooka Smut?
Veruca Salt.
Veruca Salt. My dad, this is probably not good for me to talk about this, but I will.
Don't do it, dude. Bro.
Do it.
Seriously, don't. Do it. Bro.
When my dad was 20, he drank an entire bottle of Jack Daniels.
Dude, don't. Small. Like a little hip flask.
Nope. The regular square bottle.
How did he swallow the bottle?
With a handle? No.
No. A fifth.
I've done that. Who cares?
So when he was 40.
Does the glass break when you poop it out, or does it just... Does the whole
swallow the bottle?
He was 40, he tried to do the same thing.
Oh, no. Couldn't do it.
And that was ugly, and he couldn't do it. There was about 2 inches left in the bottom of the bottle, and I've never seen my dad looking worse ever.
What
it was
is
embarrassing.
Like, is he like a Ronda Rousey? Like
I feel like I would die
training
right now if I tried to what size? A regular, like 1.75?
750, yeah.
Yeah. Not 1.75, 750.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I would die.
Like,
yeah, well,
I think a lot of people would probably.
Like Jesus would probably like say.
He did it when he was 20, and he said, I'm going to do it when I'm 40, I'm going to do it again when I'm 60. By the time he turned 60, he didn't.
Is this like a rite of passage for him?
I never asked him about it. It's weird. We have a lacking in communication in our family.
That's weird.
People just say they're going to do crazy things, and the other everyone just ignores it till it happens, and then they just ignore it. It's pretty good. Pretty good.
I'm not sure.
Pretty good bond.
I'm sure you guys know the definition of family.
We don't. I'll tell you that much.
It means no choice but to have a relationship.
It means people that ignore everything, right?
It's every family's different, Tyler.
Don't make that face, Anderson.
Just because you have a loving core of people that hug you and tell you they love you and they're proud of you.
I wanted to make sure that it was recording, and then I saw how long we were recording for, and I was quite disappointed. I'm sorry.
Because you thought it was like 35 minutes, and we're only at the 6.5 minute mark. Hey, we got to get back on the horse, man. New year, we got to kick this podcast into high gear.
I have so many great ideas for the show, guys.
Let's do it.
Really
Let's
do.
Bring it on, man. I want to be enthusiastic about this.
Idea
this
one,
job
we're getting
I like.
An office, and our offices are open 24/7.
Yeah?
No lock on the door.
Are they the donut hole on the corner of like Reseda and Van Nuys?
Not too bad. That's close to us.
Can we rent like
those two streets run parallel, so it's not possible.
You know what gave me this idea? Other friends of mine that have podcasts got an office because it made them show up for work, and it made them feel more professional that they had to go somewhere and do their recordings. Mm-hmm. They just rented an office space. And then another mutual friend of both of ours, maybe yours as well.
He's pointed.
I can't
say
where.
Tyler.
He announced that he's looking for an inexpensive small office space as well, and I suspect it's for a podcast as well. I just thought if we could get just a closet office somewhere with a locked door that we could go to
have a space
to go to every time.
It's funny you bring that up because I actually been talking about with the wife about how it's tough to work because I don't have a place to go. Mm-hmm. Like I'm at home,
yeah,
and I'm trying to work.
It's important.
And guys, I'm doing like seven different jobs right now.
Okay. Yeah, please don't exaggerate.
Yeah, sorry, I said nine. I'm at
we
seven.
Could maybe toss
You're
in
taking
hand job.
Seven jobs from your fellow Americans. Terrible.
Hey, remember when I told you that story about getting a massage?
I'm laughing about Mike saying about massage, not about you. Okay. Drum.
Remember when I told you the woman who touched my penis a couple times and I got an involuntary erection?
Nudged, yes.
And then she put my hand on it and I just laid there with my hand on my penis.
Right.
I went back to that massage place today and the woman who ripped my underwear off and put my hand on my penis saw me and went, oh, hi. And then she called the other girl out to give me the massage.
What's that mean to you? What's that mean to you?
Did the same
to
thing
you,
happen?
What's that mean?
I don't know. I think she
Does
was like,
that
this guy's not going for
your...
it.
What happened with your pee-pee this time?
Nothing. Left my underwear on.
Nice.
No touchy pee-pee. Never go there.
I'm really tense
again.
Right there.
There was lots of tweets to us saying that that was the sign that you were supposed to do your thing. Like that she was going to, like, she was dancing.
I didn't see those tweets.
I mean, I don't know if you should believe those people.
You know what I should do is I should bring those tweets in and show her what people say. Listen, last time we were here, we had a little misunderstanding, and I want to show you what the people have spoken, and I'm supposed to do my thing, which apparently is masturbate in a room in a massage parlor in another city.
I don't think that's how it works.
I couldn't. I don't think I could have done it. That'd have been creepy.
You can do anything you put your mind to, Mike.
Hey, you talked to your boss over there about karaoke yet?
I did.
Give it a shot.
I did.
Did you write up a proposal
James?
And call a meeting?
I'm
James.
I'm now looking for work.
I just think you should say, hey, James, I don't know if you thought about it, but, like, you know, we should maybe call it karaoke.
Yeah, don't ever preface it with, I don't know if you thought about it. People take that as an insult, sort of.
Kind of, yeah.
I don't know if you've listened to the James, latest After Disaster.
What you say is like, hey, James, number of months ago, you mentioned that you were going to call it karaoke. It was your idea. What do you say?
Or you could act like it's his idea and go, James, did you mention that you wanted to call it karaoke? Because I think that's a brilliant idea.
I could make him think it's his idea.
Make him think that he thought of it. No, what you do is you just go in there and go, I'm going to give you this. Bottom line is we call it karaoke. I want 10%.
So right now I am trying to cast five different, there's eight people, eight roles in Groupers, right? The movie that I successfully funded. I'm very excited about. And Tyler, you will have a small part in the movie. We're not speaking.
Let's make it a bigger part.
In the background, praying.
The best part of the Cult of Cronus.
In the back. The background praying.
Don't know why I'm not being the star.
There's a scene, I had headphones on so I could enjoy that.
There's a scene in a bar where you know, a bunch of people are derelicts or doing various nefarious things, and I'll have you praying in the corner at a cross.
What are they doing that's nefarious?
It's bar stuff, you know, people drinking and you know, talking
can
about
I do,
who was and
can
what
I do one of those hacky things where, like, as the camera comes by, it's like, and that's what I said, rutabaga, and then everyone, like, laughs.
Rutabaga. No, we can't do that.
Is there any way we can slide up into the movie?
Probably not.
In the movie?
No.
Oh, my God. Can I tell you this?
Please do.
Okay, first
you're
of all.
You're very excited. I don't want to keep you from that.
I've been, you know, I've been friends with Spade for a long time. Like 25 years. State.
What is State?
With David Spade. Mm. So I went out to
the most unfunny comedian ever.
He's one of my favorite comics of all time.
Do you laugh, really?
Yeah. No, he kills me. He cracks me up. He absolutely makes me laugh a lot.
Have you listened to him since you stopped drinking?
Yeah, I've seen him like a dozen times.
You
I went
still
out
laugh?
Well, we went out and we had dinner in Ontario.
Okay. It's going to be awkward when we comes on the show next week.
I went he will to never be on the show.
And then we went. Okay, it doesn't matter what we did.
I just don't get it.
I went to watch the show, and he one of the punchlines, he went, da-da-da-da-da-da, and I was like, no fucking way did this just happen.
Well, we didn't really invent that.
No, I wrote that.
Yeah, Mike wrote that. Mike owns the melody.
What is that from, by the way?
The words.
No, but I just had never heard somebody else do that, and I was like, oh, my God.
One of my favorite things that happened in the last, like, month of my life, and this is no joke, is on the
last
show.
It's your last month?
In the last month of my life.
Oh, was, oh my God,
I think
so
we're
sorry.
Doing at Carano's house. We were doing all the stupid puns about dogs and whatnot, and he goes, ba-da-ba, ba-da-ba.
Sounds pretty hilarious. I wish I could remember it.
All right, back to the
I'm excited about this show. Not this episode, but next week's episode. No, but I was thinking, driving over here, I'm like, we gotta really make this fun.
All right, first of all, I am so thankful to those of you who are listening who made...
The eight of you who still listen.
...the dream of mine to make a feature film possible. I am having so much fun and terror and horror.
Yeah.
And it's stressful, but it's the best stress. I'm so excited.
The next Kickstarter we do is going to be for Tyler's divorce.
And I'm trying to like...
Oh, it's been kickstarted.
There's eight roles in the movie, right? And there's five roles that I have ideas, like who I would love to have in those roles.
Ooh, and then 450 extras.
A site for the
Colosseum
a
scene.
A site called Dickstarter, where you crowdfund your penis enlargement surgery.
Cotta.
I wish I didn't say that.
Mr. Cotta. What was that thing that Horshack did? Mr. Cotta.
Did someone say, Horshack, where is it? Give me directions. Sounds great.
Remember?
Oh, so important.
No, I don't, Mike. I'm sorry. I don't think I meet the cutoff.
Welcome back.
Horshack, no.
Yeah,
what?
Horshack on Welcome Back, Cotter.
So there's five
His
individuals
catchphrase like, ooh,
who
Mr.
I
Cotter.
Would like to catchphrase. Be in the film, and they're all known. At the risk of them hearing this, I will just say it. They're all no names, right?
I'll do it.
You're a name.
There's a better way to phrase that than saying no names. They're unknowns.
They're unknowns, yeah. But
not
I
they're
know
no them. Names.
I know them.
Okay, I've got eight people in this film. They're all pieces of shit. Nobody's. Zeros. Losers.
No, I'm not saying that at all. I'm just saying that they're not like household names. Yeah. All right.
You know, can I ask you a question that might put you in an awkward spot?
Do so, please.
Any people of color in this film?
Mm. Well,
do you want to just delete that section?
No, no. I mean,
white's a color.
You know, you gotta, that's a great shirt.
The one
white's a color.
That's an awesome shirt. That would sell hugely.
Huge.
In the right, the
Trump rallies.
The red laced.
It's almost too nice for Trump people. White's a color.
White's a color too.
Yeah. Is it really a color, or isn't it an amalgamation of all colors?
It's all colors.
Yes. No, it's the lack of
any color.
Black is all colors.
No, I think black is no color.
The lack of
black is all
colors. Black is no color.
Wow, for once, Tyler, the smart one on the show, is wrong.
He's wrong.
Yeah, white is all colors.
White is everything mixed together.
Black is no colors.
How could white be all the colors mixed together?
That's what made me remember it, Tyler, because it made no sense.
Yep.
I don't believe.
That makes little sense. Granted, it doesn't. This doesn't apply in paint.
All right, so the kid.
Maybe we've been fooled, because now that I'm thinking about it, trust me,
white is all colors.
No, black is no color, and white is all color.
For sure,
I'm going to Google it. But I don't care if I'm wrong.
If you take 50 cans of paint and dump them down on the ground.
I know, that's why it makes no sense. That's why I remember it, because it's like, wow, science teaching me shit that I don't know.
Yeah. You want to listen to a podcast that teaches you shit?
No,
you didn't know.
I don't like the word podcast. Okay. It's worse than the N-word to me at this point.
Oh.
Ooh, yeah, that's kind of a bold statement to make.
It's the P-word. I hate it. Podcast
is
so
what's
gross.
The B-word?
Bitch.
Oh, yeah. I don't like that
bitch.
Word. How come some women put up with that word? Because I think that's the most insulting thing to call. I think if you call her the C-word.
Why do you think that?
That's just like you're so over the top that they don't take it personally. But
let's talk cunt real quick.
Okay.
Emily Morris, Sex with Emily, right?
Yeah.
I'm on her show on the regular. And
still?
I called her, earlier today.
After you just called her that?
And I called her a cunt on her show, right? Okay. And she flipped the script on me, and she told me that cunt is actually empowering. And she had a bunch of nonsense. I tuned out because she's a lady, but she started to say a bunch of words. And
from
stuff.
The goddess, like Kunti or something like that?
Something along those lines. Something about how, like, I think it was actually in a, what do you call it, Tyler, when you have, like, different letters that spell word?
Anagram.
Anagram. She was something along like
anything else?
I think that's fake empowerment, because if you just went, okay, it's empowering, I'll just keep calling you a cunt on every episode, and then eventually she'd be like, enough of that.
I was going to go there, but the word cunt is just so...
It's bro, so vile.
It's so bad. Yeah. I couldn't really play with it.
But I think bitch is demeaning.
Why do you think that?
I don't know. I think when I hear guys call a woman a bitch, I'm just like, what's the fuck is your problem?
But I do
like,
that.
It's so...
I do that. And you get
but it's the word is just so harsh. I don't dig it.
It's not really...
No. I like just calling people stupid.
Dumb.
Dumb is even better. Imbecile.
Who do I call a bitch?
Milk toast.
Really mad about? NPR.
Simpleton.
Fresh Air.
Terry Gross.
Terry Gross, yes.
You don't like her?
I'm like, who's that bitch? And then take a full week. It's always the delayed response that's always the worst. Like, if he's like right at the point, right at the moment, he's like, why would you say that? I'd be like, what do you mean? But it was like, he had a week to ruminate on it. And he came back and he's like, you know what? I got a problem, Anderson. You called Terry Gross a certain name and I didn't really appreciate that.
True.
And it made me feel a lot of shame. All right, so Ty.
Well, it was just uncalled for.
I didn't know who she was.
It's like when people are like, I hate Taylor Swift. She's a whatever. And you're like, yeah, first of all, you don't know her.
Right.
And you don't know anything about her. And it's just like, it's like me talking about how I can't stand Kanye West. I've never heard Kanye West speak.
What?
Yeah.
No, I'm just saying, use that as an example. Like, I've never, you know, you've never heard this person speak. You've only seen clips
of their... It's kind of like candidates, Mike. And, like, no one really knows what's going on. And we're all uninformed. And that's why none of us should probably vote, you know?
Don't you feel like after this election that we've all been tricked in life
Tyler,
about everything?
You can't just do the visual thing. You have to say something.
Hey, remember that graphic that Scott made that just said, what did it say? Don't vote? Or...
I never saw it. What?
What was that graphic he made? It truly made me laugh, and every time I see it, it's so subtle. It's like the after disaster, don't vote or something.
No idea.
Was it phrased differently, or was it written differently?
Was it like one of the I voted stickers? I don't know what you're talking about.
He made a graphic so like the after disaster said, don't vote. Mm-hmm. And it was just, it perfectly, it was just like this little side note, just threw it in. Oh, yeah, and don't vote.
2017, make vague references on the show and have it be less listenable than before. Hmm? Well done.
I don't understand that's, what you're saying there.
That's what's happening right now.
Yeah.
Oh, Tyler. We're doing inside jokes?
Yeah, but yeah, you can't recall. Hey, remember that inside joke? I can't remember.
It was a very...
You just did 5 minutes on a joke that you don't remember.
It was a very funny graphic, and especially after we got chaffed.
anyone can go back and check. It was 5 minutes.
But after we got ripped new a-holes for advocating people not voting,
yes.
It was just a perfect graphic because it was super simple.
For those of you who are...
Your package just fell down. Just FYI, reminding you.
Okay, thanks.
You guys have a drink called the Tropical Tickle?
Yeah, they pour it on your clit. I don't know what it is. It's probably like a foo-foo drink.
Tyler's holding a
my side
menu.
Is
we also have a drink called from Sex on the Stage, which is incredibly stupid.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Tyler's holding a menu from the improv.
That gave me a stitch. Yeah, we pour it on your clit.
I don't know what it is. God. Does it have ingredients?
It's cranberry, orange, and pineapple juice with soda and grenadine.
Oh, what a ticklish drink that is.
Well, you use your foot to...
It should be feathers.
You need to drag it over.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, but that was weird.
What are you guys doing?
We're sorting mail.
Open
the way the
envelope.
The post office does it.
There's packages that I've not picked up yet, so...
This gives me concern that the beer pints at the improv...
I already lost mine.
...are... pints are in quotes.
Yeah.
What does that mean? Not a pint?
It's definitely not a pint. I lost mine.
Well done.
Huh. I'll find it at some point. How can I lose a goddamn letter? Oh, here it is. It fell between the cushions. Isn't that a Pat Benatar song? Actually, let's run between the raindrops.
I mean, honestly, we can delete this episode. It's fine.
Honestly. So far, right?
Yeah, this isn't going. I really want this podcast. I honestly thought that driving over. I'm like, I'm going to try to do my best.
As he lays with his microphone on his chest, opening a letter.
I promise you, next week, good.
Oh, it's a Christmas card from Brittany.
Who are these beautiful people? Oh, my God. Is that Ivanka?
It's from Brittany, Sierra, Keaton, and Ethan. And I resent your family.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about rodents.
Ooh, did you watch Rats?
Let's talk about Rats.
Oh, man, I forgot to watch it.
You idiot.
God, here's the thing.
Did one assignment
here's
this week.
The good
I know.
News.
I'm
here's
sorry,
the good
Tyler.
News.
I honestly, in my head, I was like, for sure I'm going to watch it. We'll have something
here's
to discuss.
Here's the good news.
The good news is?
You can't watch this thing.
Why can't he watch
Mike
it?
Mike Carano cannot handle Rats. Documentary by Spurlock. This is the first name.
Morgan.
Morgan for Spurlock. Streaming now on Netflix.
Rats.
I don't know why I did cat. Rat
Rats is a great documentary. It's a really, really fantastic documentary.
Let's
that,
talk about
most
it,
people should watch. It's on Netflix right now for free. Jillian and
do
I
do they discuss
it.
That rats are gross and mice are cute? Does that ever come up?
Not the mice are cute part.
Kind of. The closest it comes up is somebody calls up. It's like a fine dining unnamed restaurant in New York. And they call like the number one exterminator, who's a big part of this documentary.
He's amazing.
And they say, "Hey, we got some mice." And he comes over, and he's like, "Yeah, I'll check out your mice. Sure, you got mice." And he's like, "And they're like, no, we have a mice infestation. We need to take care of it right away." He's like, "Yeah, I'll come over and see your mice." And he looks, he takes a quick peek. He goes, "No, not mice, baby rats. You got a huge rat problem." And the documentary Rats is.
Did he say it in that Bane voice?
Oh, yeah, he does. He talks like that, kind of. While smoking a cigar. He's smoking his cigar.
That's even better.
He's in, like, a basement with a single bulb above him, smoking a cigar.
Like
he's a grizzled Vietnam vet.
It's a really, really well-executed documentary about rats.
You know what I love is the idea that you're so good at your job, and the job is so disgusting, people know they have to hire you, and you're going to smoke a cigar. Because you don't give a shit. No one's going to tell you not to smoke your... I know he probably doesn't do when he goes in their house, but I'd like the idea that the guy is so brute, like, yeah, so like, good at his job, so that he walks needed, in with a cigar.
What he's taking care of is so disgusting that he could go in there like just smoking crack and he could have like...
No, a cigar, not crack.
Jeez.
He could have an entire like flea circus.
Very
like,
different. I'm talking about like confident... Could, and so manly that he can walk into anyone's place.
He could have the worst body odor and just doesn't matter.
You're missing the whole point. I'm talking about doing like a manly thing.
I'm saying like what he's getting rid of is so awful that he could come in with like anthrax emitting from his pores and they'd be like, all right, as soon as long as you're getting rid of
the anthrax. Honest with you, if you're going to weigh the rat problem versus the death from anthrax, I'm going to just keep the rats.
I thought you were going to say Mike can't watch it because he'll become even more obsessed with drones than he already is.
Oh, there's they have drone footage of the
drone shots. That's what Tyler said in his... So Tyler sends Carano and I a text earlier in the week, and he says, you got to watch Rats. It's
you
got to
watch the Rats.
There's great drone shots. And what was funny was I was just searching for a documentary to watch with Jillian the night before, and I'll go through Netflix, and I'll go through like deep on the documentary list that they have, and I'll like add, and then I'll like bring them up on the big screen and say, Jillian, what do you want to watch? And Rats was on there. We never even got to Rats because we landed on something else. And I was a little bit concerned about watching Rats because I didn't know that it was Morgan Spurlock, but who's a very good documentarian. He did
Super
Size Me.
Super and if you don't, if you're not like big into his shtick, he's not in it.
He's not in it. Good. He's not like a part of it. He does this
thing.
I've
been eating rats for a month straight and I'm sicker than ever.
It's like a...
all of his documentaries have the same premise.
Rats has like the same flavor as Seven. Like it feels like a thriller, like a really creepy...
There's a little rat head delivered in a tiny box.
Those Indian guys were great.
So they go the like full gamut restaurant? Of rats, like how they cause disease, how you have to get rid of them, how they're overrunning New York.
Do they play any music from Rat?
No. Round and Round.
How round people round. Eat them. Like they do the full gamut. They cover rats.
Anyone worship them?
Yep.
At the end.
Wow.
The guys with the dogs. That was hard to watch.
Okay, was really hard to watch. My impulse what was worse to watch was the lady who like drowns them and then makes them for food.
God.
And she just uses her cleaver and just chops their head. Like imagine taking like a small marmot and just wreaking havoc on their head.
The thought in Mike's head right now, what's a marmot?
I wrote it.
Marmot.
And making their head look as I don't know about you, but I hate
did you mean to say
marmot?
Crushing.
Marmot. Like a rodent, like a small, like a...
Oh, is that an actual word?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you meant to say varmint.
Marmot.
Varmint.
Marmot is like a groundhog.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like a large...
And varmints are like rodents.
Imagine, I don't know about you guys, but I don't like to see head trauma.
No, I don't like to see it at all unless
no,
it's...
No, and you keep... Every time she swung down with the cleaver, you thought they're going to do that like...
Just take the
cut away.
Just take the head off. But she doesn't. She like... fillets their head sideways numerous times. So like
is there meat in the head?
No, I don't know why she did that.
But you also what I'm saying is you think they're gonna do that like tasteful thing where like someone's like about to get chopped with
and
a knife and then
away.
It cuts.
Yeah.
No. It just stays like that.
And then she gets scared and like she's like, oh, some of these rats that I drowned are still alive, and she freaks out and kinda laughs like a girl. She's like, hee. And I'm afraid that she's going to smash the rat, which she does. I'm also afraid she's going to cut herself with a cleaver.
Yeah,
she's got a cleaver.
It's very upsetting.
It's awful. It's the worst part of the entire
thing. And she eats them.
She serves them.
It looked really good.
In
I have
a restaurant?
To admit.
It did not look good.
It looked good.
They were pretty pictures, but no.
They put little teeny apples in their mouths?
Tiny little bones in there.
I'd eat it. I would.
You'd need it. How much meat can there be in a rat?
You know one of the biggest meats eaten in the world is the guinea pigs?
No.
Who knows?
Are you sure about
Who
that?
Who knew? Guinea pigs. Yeah, it's like number 3 or 4 on the...
What?
Yeah. Look it up. Ty.
You know none of us are going to do that.
I know. Well, Tyler...
That doesn't make sense at all.
Tyler, tell us... tell Mike and I a little... We have a question for
There's
you.
There's a lot of theory on colors.
Yeah. Like, tell us about colors, okay? Because I saw you doing a lot of research earlier, and Mike and I were saying that all colors are white and no colors are black. So tell us what you found there. You were saying that all... All colors were black.
I mean, if you want me to get into this.
We just want you to say two words.
Just tell us we're right.
Yeah.
You're like kind of right. That's as much as I can tell you from the source that I came across.
You got two sources right here that are actual human beings.
Right. And smart.
The smartest when it comes to colors.
I'm sure someone that, you know.
I was going to say that I didn't have time to watch that documentary, but then I remembered I watched like a 4-hour
Tom Petty
documentary.
No, then you remembered you were Mike Carano.
I watched the whole Tom Petty documentary.
Was it good?
It's great.
I don't think you can watch Rats.
I think I'm going to try, though.
Rats is really good. It's rare that you see a documentary where like they actually make it like a theme, like a thriller. Mm. Like the music all throughout
it
is
just
like
sounds,
very foreboding.
It really sounds like it's a Pixar movie. Rats.
Not at all. Not even a little bit. Because you know what? I've seen most of Pixar movies, and last... No, they don't fillet heads.
Ratatouille never got his head smashed in by a cleaver and a giggly woman.
I need a show, though, just about that, that New York exterminator.
He's pretty good.
He's pretty good.
He's pretty
There's
great.
Crazy stuff in New York. Did we talk about the hunting dogs? There's there's a documentary I listened to on the a podcast documentary, and this woman had whatever dog it is that kills those
like N-word to me.
It was This American Life. I heard that.
Please don't call me.
The dogs that are bred to kill rats, and she wanted her dog to get into that exclusive club in New York City where they take them out and hunt rats every single night, and the dog auditioned and didn't get
in.
And
it wasn't good. Because it's just like a stupid house terrier that.
And the woman's like, "I think he can do it. He just had little stage fright or something."
Where do I find this?
Was it This American Life?
Yeah,
it's
all audio.
It's a little world I didn't know existed where there's these clubs that are very exclusive and nearly impossible to get into. Where you take your dogs out hunting rats at night in all parts of the city.
I could get into all of the clubs,
but the guy would go. They'd get the dogs ready, and he'd go hit a pile of trash with a stick, and then rats would just run out, and the dogs
this
would go.
This is all covered in rats.
Berserk.
Yep. Go watch Rats. You'll get to pair it. Listen to that while watching Rats.
How come cats kill rats?
They don't. Not in this movie.
But I mean, how come they do in real life? Just for
you know
food,
what? Cats
or
are not covered at all.
They were
rats.
Not covered at all.
There's no cats and rats.
That's so weird that you'd have a rat documentary.
And I was talking to
Jillian.
We were watching it, right? And I'm saying, can you imagine watching this back in the day when we used to have rats in our kitchen? Because we'd have tree rats, right? They come in, and then we got a cat, and the rats are gone now.
Yeah,
no and more rats.
You found like remains in the cat's litter box. Cat food joke. I made you a video that I never sent you because I thought it was too repulsive. Wish I wouldn't have brought it up.
What?
I videotaped Louie and his litter after we had a conversation about how glad we were that animals don't make gross noises when they go to the bathroom, and I sat there going, and I was going to send it to you, and I went, this is really immature.
Oh, you made the sounds?
I was just videotaping
just last
him.
Night, I was talking to Jillian, and that sound came up, and I was talking about how thankful I am that animals don't make that sound, because it would be awful.
Would
every
be
time
awful.
The cat goes in the office to use the litter box, and we just heard... that'd be terrible.
That would be so unsettling.
Thank God.
I am so happy.
God made their butts like a different shape. So
we should transplant their butts
sound.
Onto people.
What is it? Why does it make that sound?
Because it slaps between your cheeks.
I don't think it does.
The dogs and the cats don't have cheeks.
No, because like the skinny girls and fat girls would have, or boys and men, fat people and skinny people would have different sounds, and it's all the same.
What?
What you're saying?
I'd like to see your stats. I'd like to see the graph you made.
I'm just saying, like, if what you're saying is true,
I don't know,
like,
if I've ever actually heard a girl go to the bathroom at like full bore.
You haven't listened to the right episodes of This American Life.
What?
Like every time I'm around a woman and she's going to the bathroom, she's always super quiet.
Tonight, our show in two acts.
As she should be, as all people should be.
Yeah, really. I agree. I have some dignity.
I have friends. I'm sure you do too. I'm sure you
must be
too.
Nice to see friends.
And you know, they just let loose, and I don't like it at all.
There's a comedian who's great, and I used to listen to his podcast, and it's him
and
his wife.
What did I tell you about that word?
Yeah, you're right. Sorry, I used to listen to his
show,
his internet radio show.
Mm-hmm. Just say show.
And here's the thing that grossed me out, and I know this guy well. Mm-hmm. I shot like one of his album covers.
Okay.
And his wife is fantastic too. And she said, like, our first date.
You went on a date with his wife, dude. Does
he
was he at know?
She said, I was at his house, and he got up to go to the bathroom.
So it was a cuckolding situation.
And he just didn't even try to hide that he was taking a horrific shit.
All right.
And she goes, it just sounded. About? She goes, it's it was it
She's
sounded
telling you this
like he no he she was talking about it on the podcast. She goes, it sounded like.
The show.
He was dumping stuff in the toilet, metal in the toilet.
Just dropping
dumping
metal.
Dumping metal?
And then she said he came out and she said, are you all right? And he goes, yeah, it always sounds like that. And then she said, he took my hand and put it in his crotch and farted, and I knew I'm going to marry this man.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
And you're still friends with
Tom Segura.
Yep. I like how you lead us in suspense as if you're not going to say the name and you just instantly just say it.
He's great. He's a great comic.
Not sure Anderson agrees after that story.
They have a baby now. They probably fart on the baby.
Oh, his show is called...
Your Mom's House.
Yeah, yeah. That's my brother. Shout out to my brother who's listening right now and texts me every week and says, worst show ever. Mm. That's his favorite podcast. Sorry, show.
Thank you, Tyler.
He's going to be very pleased to know that story.
He's probably heard it.
He's probably farting on it right now.
Yeah, my brother's blasting away.
The worst story, the worst call to date, to ever, because I'm never going to run Loveline again, forever and ever.
Never say never.
Will always be this girl who called up, and she was so, I must have talked about this on the show. It was so disturbing to me. It continues to be disturbing to me, guys. She's, what does that sound? What is that?
What?
Were you doing zipper stuff?
No.
Yeah, you were. Do it. Go ahead. Don't make me crazy. Thank you. Thank you, Tyler.
So, trying to emulate?
She was a stripper, not very bright,
mm-hmm.
and she went home with the DJ, as is often the case.
Yeah, yeah.
And they were banging, and right in mid-stride, Tyler, he let loose.
Yeah.
And said, oh, I've been holding that in all day. And then just continued to ram. And she wanted to ask Drew what that meant. And the image of that guy in my head has lived on. And I've heard so many horrible things, guys.
Yeah,
that's the worst thing I've ever heard. I hate that guy so much. I don't appreciate
that's in my head now.
I hate him so much. What is the motivation for that?
We've all had people, like... It doesn't faze me one bit. Like if you're having sex with somebody and they fart a little bit or something, because it's just human nature.
What?
Thank the good Lord above, it hasn't happened to me yet. But I've
been Tyler, with, stop making that sound.
I've been with girls.
Sorry, I've been holding it all day.
I've been with girls.
You made the sound.
And
we get it. You've been
and
with
they're incredibly embarrassed by little farty noises and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't say now that I started this story.
The worst show we've done in, like, all year?
I was making out with my ex-girlfriend once when we first started dating, and she farted a little bit, very, very small. And
Tyler,
I pretended like I didn't notice, and she was horrified. Mm-hmm. And then she goes, I farted, and I went, yeah, I know. I was like, yeah.
Tyler! We're not... guys... All right, seriously, I'm going to push your race.
The one thing that bothers us the most, we're making it the subject of this podcast.
I'm fine with it, really.
I know you are. All of my friends think farting is just the greatest thing of all time. And I remember driving across the country with Matt and Steve, and every time one of them farted, they all would both like waft it in their faces and go like, that one's got a sweet bouquet. What is that? Roast beef and almonds? And
oh,
I'd be
the
like,
worst!
Speaking of
ready
sweet
to
bouquet,
vomit in my mouth.
I'll change the subject.
Please.
Another documentary to watch. Sour Grapes.
Oh, really? It's about drinking, though, right?
I saw it, and I will never, ever be able to think of it as anything other than farting now. Thanks.
Oh, the winemaking process?
Yeah, it's all about counterfeiting wine.
Yeah, it's about this guy that, like, burst onto the scene. It was a hot shot in the early 2000s, and all the like old rich white guys that do like wine clubs were like, who's this guy? We like him. He has all these great old wines. Turns out maybe they weren't all great old wines.
I
after
wanted
all.
To love that movie because
what
I
was
thought
he
it
doing?
Was going to be he was recorking like bullshit wines and selling them to like castles
and
like
no one noticed
Koch brothers and saying, hey, this is Thomas Jefferson's wine. He actually made this himself.
How did he get caught?
A guy that makes the wine saw it in a like wine auction book, and he's like, my family never made that wine in 1994 or whatever. And he like shows up at the auction and like busts him, and it starts this whole fucking
how
thing.
Ballsy.
But I was
he serving like $2 Chuck?
A lot more like gotcha or like old white fucking like established people being like, you know, embarrassed. Yeah. I didn't get much of that.
Yeah, because all of them came to his defense. Were like, oh, well, you know, he was like, does it matter if you thought it was real? Like with wine, it is real.
Yeah, it's all about the experience. And yeah, it's
that
actually
one
a
guy with
thing.
The sunglasses was
the
terrible.
Fucking director.
Sure, director Hollywood guy. Jeff or whatever his name
yes,
was.
Yes, director yeah. guy.
Hmm.
I enjoy the movie because that guy's a sociopath.
I do like people that pull off these extensive frauds on other people. Like, I like the art, the people that recreate classic works of art and sell it.
Did you watch that documentary?
What's it called?
It's like fucking, it's German or something. It's about the guy who can imitate anyone. He does like Rembrandt. He's done Picasso. He's done.
I think I did. Yeah, but he doesn't use it. Like,
well, he got caught. And the whole documentary is filmed while he's on like house. He's on.
Oh, I do think I saw that.
He's on
yeah.
that weird like European prison where you go to prison during the day, or no, you're like out during the day, but then at nighttime you go to prison, and then back in the morning you're released.
I just
again.
Love the idea of somebody having the balls, the creativity, and the talent to actually pull something off like that.
Yeah,
like a super clever robbery is the best.
Oh, yeah. Heist movies are the greatest things.
Yeah. But, like, not just the give me your money, here's a gun, I'm overpowering you. But when people pull the wool over, like, art collectors, I fucking love that.
Yeah. No, that's a, what is that movie called?
Is it the documentary where they're actually looking at art in museums and they're talking to the curator and they're like, we don't really know if that's the original or not because it's so accurate.
I don't know. I remember. But they show this guy, like, making the fakes, but then they also talk to people that, like, owned fakes because they thought they were real and.
It's yeah. so great. Yeah. I love that idea. I love the idea of creating a fake of something that's got an inflated price to it based on what some hoity-toity, you know, so-called expert says. And that's just fucking the best. That is the best. Because it is all a bunch of bullshit.
I know it is funny that you're taking like a artificial value of something.
Yeah.
Something real. But it's still like artificially valued.
That's completely artificial.
And then you're making an artificial, but like yeah. somehow that's, you know.
Yeah. Like, I still have a huge problem with museums, and just especially modern.
They won't let you in?
Yeah. That's my big problem, is ever since that one incident happened.
This guy keeps farting on the Rembrandts.
Oh, three strikes, you're out in the museum. One strike, you're out.
What?
I just, like, if I look at a Rembrandt or an actual classical painter's work, clearly...
Fake.
Fake. It's fake. I have a printer too. Nice job, buddy. I make the jack off motion. What else you got? I look at that and I'm like, that is art, obviously.
And I make the
and
jack
I go to the
off
modern
motion
part of the museum, and I don't get it. I really, really, really don't get it.
Uh-huh.
That's true. I don't.
Where's the like the last one you get? Do you get Pollock?
Not so much.
You get Warhol?
No. Not at all. Zero. Zero. I don't get pop art. I don't get, you know, you're making the same exact thing 10,000 times.
What about mom art?
With a screen, with a silk screen printer, and you're not even doing it. Other people are doing it, and all
but
of a sudden it's
worth.
But
you get, like, what, you understand there's, like, more behind it than that, right?
No.
Like, he was trying to kill art. He was trying to explain that art was dead. And there is no art. I could buy this urinal right now, but it's an Andy Warhol urinal, so I can put it in a museum.
But I don't understand how that translates into $300,000 for an original Warhol print.
Because of the people behind it, and that's why
there's
Exodus of the Gift Shop
that's
is so
repulsive.
Fucking great.
That's yeah, repulsive. That's
same
like,
with wine. Same with most of upper echelon white culture.
Why'd you do that?
Stop touching people when they're trying to do the show, tie.
I that was
you
so
get to
weird.
A certain point, Mike, where that's why
it's I'm buying Sid Vicious's boots at an auction for $50,000.
That's different, though. That's different.
That doesn't make sense.
That's an investment piece.
Well, Sid Vicious is a much more tangible and
maybe
concrete.
I need shoes.
You can understand, like, you know, he represents.
The best you can do is find a punk rock auction.
A person who has really great taste in like, footwear, and you need to, like, climb a mountain the next week, and you want to have something that would support you, right? So you buy his shoes.
You guys want to, you can't. You have kids.
Mm.
No, but Mike, you understand. Like,
no, I don't understand. I don't understand how something that was twofold. Formed out it's, of rebellion and hatred for well, the system. No,
we're talking about Sid Vicious now. It's completely different. But, no, but from now, modern art is, first of all, like they're steeped in
okay, Andy Warhol is saying fuck you to the art community. And right?
Every artist is actually trying to kill the arts. Kubrick used to do it. Kubrick would try and make a film.
That would
I'm going to make 2001. It's going to be the sci-fi film that will make all other people that want to make a science fiction movie not irrelevant. Want to try because they can't achieve what I did. Everyone's trying to kill.
Is that what you're doing with Groupers?
Absolutely.
What are you trying to do
with this show right now?
Oh.
Is just be so blowhardy that no one will ever do another P word show again.
Here's what I'm saying is,
what are you saying?
If that was his,
and with modern art, most of those guys who like they just take their fucking brush out and then it's like up and down and my 5-year-old can make that. The point is, they could actually make anything they want, but that's what they evolve to.
I don't know if that's the case.
That is the case. Pretty much every single piece that you see, and I hate saying the word piece, but anything you see in modern art or in the gallery or in a museum, don't touch his fucking thing because it'll throw him off. He won't be able to follow.
They can switch right into homophobe mode.
They're so good.
I cannot speak on the podcast. Another male touched my hand.
They're masters of like many mediums of art, and they can do all sorts of different things. And that's what they choose to say.
I don't agree with that.
But that
my art, by the way, is I'm a disagreeable guy.
The old adage of like my 5-year-old could paint that.
Yeah.
Yeah, but your 5-year-old can't paint this, and they could do whatever they want. They could do all sorts of different things. That's how they choose to express themselves, and there's usually some kind of.
Express albeit yourself.
Bullshit is usually bullshit, but there's always some kind of meaning behind it.
Because I think the majority.
It's the white upper class, the cringeworthy echelon that still exists that drives it.
I don't agree, because I think true artists want to do the best job they can and create something that's unique to them. And I think.
Everything you're saying right now lines up with modern art.
But you're saying that they are intentionally downgrading the quality of their product.
They're inventing something new. And it's really hard to do that.
That's like saying punk rockers do it because they hate the system. They do it because that's all they can do.
I don't know why you keep bringing punk rock into it.
Because it's kind of the same thing. If you're in a punk rock band back in the 70s or 80s, you're not doing it because you chose. You're doing it because you can do it.
No, we're not doing a
jazz musician that can play anything you want and you can write the greatest songs, but you're choosing to do this simplistic. You're doing
a lot of punk rock. All right, so you do something and it becomes somewhat popular, too, and then there's all sorts of people that can fill in the void. Where like if you're talking about punk rock, it's a lot easier. What I'm saying is like you don't go to a museum and see a bunch of like people who are off the street and they can't do anything artistic, but they see a void that they can fill and they're just gonna take paint and throw it at a wall and then it'll be in the museum. That's not the case.
I don't know about
everyone that's in that museum. For the most part, they are accomplished artists who can do all sorts of different
based on the curator's opinion. And the opinion of a very, very small select group of people who think their opinion.
You know Basquiat?
Yeah.
He's like one of the few like street artists who actually made it. Because they don't just like take anyone off the streets. They're all accomplished. They all come from means. Pretty much every artist in a museum.
Who's the director that's friends with Diana? Who did The Exorcist?
William Friedkin.
Yeah, Friedkin. I listened to a pretty great interview with him, and he was talking about how Basquiat brought him a bunch of original paintings before he had a name at all and left them all in his office. And he said after a few months, he just threw them in the trash. He's like, why'd that guy leave his work here? And he threw everything away. There's no point to that story, but I threw it out there anyway.
Appreciate you bringing that to the program. Thank you.
Might be the second time I actually mentioned it on this program.
I've never heard that before, actually. And it seems like everyone has that story because Basquiat.
Did he throw it away in the waste basket?
Waste Basquiat, not bad. Guys, I have not had a chance to eat today. I'm starving.
Yeah,
I'm really hungry.
Can I recommend something to you?
Yes, please.
Yeah, the tropical
chicken sandwich downstairs is fucking good.
Can we call it in somehow?
Chicken sandwich.
We don't have a call in
window
at a comedy club.
Chicken sandwich.
Hear the guy answer the phone in the kitchen. What do you need?
So what I was starting to say earlier is, you know, I have these I won't call them no names because that upsets Carano, but I have people that I have huge respect for roles that they've had in movies that I've loved and watched over the years, right?
Rats. Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking,
is anyone from Rats going
to
be in your movie?
How great would it be to have that guy or that girl in my movie?
Yeah.
And they're not like in a ton of movies, and no one knows their names. It's a long way of saying they're no names, and they have agents. One of which, it's a friend of yours, manages one of these people, and I've been sending emails to these people daily.
Yeah,
and I hear nothing. I say I have money. I have a good script.
I have money.
I have a film that we're going to be shooting in the next 2 months. And I would like your client to be at least look or be considered for the role. I'm about to do open casting. I want your client to have first dibs on the role. Please get back to me. Nothing.
Yeah. People.
Hollywood is the worst. And it's what I expected. It's what I thought. But I have money. I'm not undisclosed amount, too. I'm not even telling them. It's super low. I'm just saying, hey, we have a money. We have a money. We have a film.
You might run into problems with the script.
They don't know about the script, Mike. I'm just saying, I have a film. It's a feature film. It's funded. I'm the producer, writer, director. I have money to give to your client. Please get back to me. Nothing.
Maybe you need to change.
Nothing.
Yeah. Maybe you need to change your last name to Cohen.
It's such an inside game where the only people they'll actually take calls from are agents or other people.
I'm not going after Tom Cruise.
No, I know. I'm just saying, you know, it's...
You should. Maybe he's available.
I'm going after people like no one... You guys would not know their names. I could say the names right now. You would have no idea who they are. And still nothing.
Maybe we'll get a message out to him.
Harrison
Matt
Ford.
O'Leary.
All right, everyone tweet at Matt O'Leary. You're going to get some guy.
Matthew McConaughey.
Oh. Haven't heard of him.
Never heard, right? Hmm. Jennifer Lawrence. You guys have never fucking heard these names.
It sounds familiar. Is she the chick that has the Comedy Central show?
Matt O'Leary's real.
Jennifer Torrance?
Joshua Bruges. Real. Real people.
So we'll tweet at him. Everyone tweet at him.
People are not getting back to me.
Say B and groupers, damn it. Please, it's funded.
This is the frustration...
It's not frustration because I'm confident that I can.
Yeah, but
I
from
can,
the talent's point of view,
I can make the movie with like people that I'll.
From
I'll
the
cast.
Talent's point of view, it's frustration too. And having friends that are actors at work, and they hear like from their agents, like they didn't get stuff handed to them because their agent filtered it out and went no, and it's stuff they wanted to do. And
yeah,
stuff they
I am having that kind of like that.
Everyone tweet at Matt O'Leary and what's the other one? Josh Bruges.
Josh Bruges.
Just tweet at them.
Star of
quote. I've been holding it in all day, and that'll be like.
Don't do that.
The code word that they need to listen to this episode.
Very important. The worst thing I've ever heard. I've been holding it in. You know what kind of guy is holding it in all day, and he decides the best time
the worst.
To let it out.
The worst
is being intimate with a stripper.
And
like he wasn't alone all day.
She was like one of these really sad, dumb people too. She's like, and I, what does that mean? Like, why would he say that? Sad part is she's probably like 40 or now, 45.
Yeah.
Why is that sad?
Because that's how long ago it was.
Not because people who are 45 are sad.
All those people are really sad.
It's just what other gross stuff is that guy doing if he's willing to do that while he's having
and
sex
say
with
that.
Somebody?
It's so gross, right? It's so awful.
I spend way too much time worried that my breath isn't perfect if I'm going to have sex with somebody.
But sad thing is, Mike, that guy's probably existing, awake, conscious right now, probably way happier than you and I. That's the sad part.
I don't know about that, but maybe, yeah. Maybe. Well, is there some kind of dance party that just broke out downstairs?
I think so. Yeah, downstairs. I think those people found out that the show is dying and they're all cheering.
Tell me more. No one's cheering about the death of the Adams.
You guys.
What, is Drew like a DJ in his story? Dr.
Yeah, he's been holding it all day.
Tyler, stop me trying to make that a thing. Stop it.
I've been holding it all day.
Oh, God. I dread to see the title of this episode. You guys. I'm very
serious.
It's
going to be called Modern Fart.
I know you're not going to
do it. Tyler!
What?
Because you have a baby.
I have one.
Don't ever do that again.
That Tyler just
so fucking
lifted both of his legs and presented his ass. to Mike, Toronto. Mike's, and it was very uncomfortable.
Was like pointed out, like he was going to give me a prostate exam. So I was just
that's how I do.
That
I
was come so at you from across the room. Why would you do that,
you guys?
Because I got to bring something.
Anderson,
to the show.
I'm talking to. I guess because you're babysitting your own baby.
I have a baby too. Did you?
I know, but you can get out.
Cow.
You want to take a road trip?
Mm.
Friday.
Yes.
I know this is going to sound stupid, and I'm not really. I'm not a fan and I'm not obsessed,
right?
But I really want to go to Barstow and go to the hospital where Charles Manson is.
What? Oh, he's there right now.
You can't just go to the hospital where Charles Absolutely Manson is.
Yeah, you can. Because it's a secret, but somebody was talking about there's a state penitentiary van in front of one of the hospitals in Barstow, and they know he's in Barstow, and they said that's got to be where he's at.
It's a decoy van.
You guys ever heard of Girl Talk?
Yeah.
The DJ?
Mm-hmm. Oh, no. No, I thought you meant like what girls do.
You ever heard of the term girl talk? Girl talk.
No.
Yes.
Want to cast him. I have a role that I thought of when I was writing it, and I can get a hold of his people. He's not even an actor.
Everyone tweet at Girl Talk.
Where's he?
Greg, G-R-E-G-G.
I've been holding it in all
Tyler, day. Stop it.
And then link to this episode.
Where is Girl Talk located?
In New York.
I honest to God think farting is fucking disgusting.
It's the worst.
I don't know why this is that I've been holding it in all day. It's making me giggle.
Mm.
It's just everything is wrong with that statement.
You know, I've been holding it in about all day.
You know,
trip?
When I was alone in the men's room, holding it in my car, driving to work, holding it in, driving to your trailer to have sex with you, holding it in. Now that I'm inside of you, stop letting it out.
Are you mad at yourself when you fart?
What? Yeah, absolutely.
You
Mike,
just like get disappointed?
When you were talking about going on a road trip, I was like, I could bring Atticus. I could bring my child. I car seat. I could put it in my car.
Wouldn't that be?
And I was thinking, I'll just tell Jillian, honey, I'm going on a road trip. I'm bringing the baby.
Yeah.
It's okay.
I'm bringing a drone.
And then Mike's like, Barstow? I'm like, maybe a problem. He's like, Manson. I'm like, fuck. That's a tough sell. Tough sell.
Don't tell her. You show her. By showing her your Instagram account, a picture with your baby and Charles Manson.
Manson, like, on a gurney.
Not Photoshopped.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be the ultimate picture? Like, you just holding him down by Manson's head, being wheeled out of a hospital room?
No, it would not be.
It'd be one of them.
Mm-hmm. You could put a little swastika on his forehead.
Hold on, Nick.
Or not.
It was cool. They were X's at first, and then he turned them into swastikas. Yeah.
Would that be something that you would be riddled with shame about if you actually took a picture of your baby and Charles Manson, which is nearly impossible to get, with the exception of this one brief time in history, because he's probably going to die. But I mean, would that be something you would get a chuckle out of, or you would be filled with shame? Because I suspect you might look at it afterwards and go, I'm embarrassed that I did that. And
oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
When I was 15, I would think, oh, fuck yeah, dude. If I ever have a baby, it'd be awesome.
Dude, I'll make his adopted father.
Yeah. but now that I'm like an adult, I'm like, no.
Yeah.
Bo Burnham.
Yeah.
You trying to cast him? Everyone tweet at Bo.
I know. It's tough.
I've been holding it all day.
It's tough. But that's like the juiciest role in the entire...
Well, he's technically an employee of someone who's probably here right now.
I know. And I
sent him downstairs?
An email and have heard nothing.
You sent Judd an email? He's here right now.
Becky.
Judd's here? Why isn't he on the show?
He's you want me to go get him?
Yes.
Because he's doing a set like right shortly after 10.
Is that who was dancing downstairs?
Does he know any fart jokes?
I'm sure he does.
Tyler.
What?
Sure he does.
More like Mudd Apatow.
When I brought my nephew, who was like, 3.
Like a muddy fart. Well,
every time I clean my child's diaper, I think of you going, because Tyler, actually, Mike, you're going to like this. I was changing the
diaper. Your baby's like, I've been holding that in all day.
My son is not Asian.
That was an upsetting baby impression.
But I was only Tyler.
I hold it in all day. I can't do a baby.
What were you saying right before I heard it say?
You
sound like the Vietnamese rat lady.
I was just going to say that I brought my nephew to the NAMM show, which is coming up in 2 weeks, when he was 3.
Already? Fuck, yeah, the NAMM show's like every 3 weeks.
Even worse. How
is it already coming up?
This is going to be weird how I bring this up.
Nothing makes me feel older every year than when Mike's like, I'm at the NAMM show. I'm like, fuck, that was the last
another year.
I know. I've been going since 83. 83 is when I first started going.
So pretty much every other morning you wake up, you say, NAMM show.
My dad called me yesterday. I don't know if he was shaken up, but I suspect he was, because it shook me up in a weird way, and you'll understand. But he goes, the NAMM show called, and they want a picture of Nikki for like a tribute to her to put out in front for some service thing they're doing for people who died that were notable musicians this year.
Mm-hmm.
And it just fucked me up, man.
Like, why? Because it reminded you that your sister died? Or
absolutely. It was almost a year ago exactly. And right? I had to go dig and find some pictures of her. It just fucked me up.
But it's great, though. That's fucking awesome.
Yeah, the point was...
I got scared when you said I had to go dig.
It's not like...
I was just,
that was a scary sentence.
This is not even close to being Charles Manson. But I remember having my nephew with me, who was two or three, too young to even get it. And it was just a bunch of noise and huge crowds.
To clarify, this isn't close to Charles.
And we ran into Yngwie Malmsteen. And I'm like, I'm doing the photo op, holding my nephew.
He's a great guitarist.
With Yngwie. And I didn't do it. I sort of regret it. Because I kind of did it to be...
Yngwie kill people?
No, but I kind of did it because I thought it would be just stupid. But I guess it doesn't tie in at all.
I have a very good tip.
Yeah.
Wait, what happened to the story about the baby?
You've been holding this tip in all day?
What's the baby?
You said you were changing Atticus's diaper.
Oh, yeah. And it reminds you of Tyler.
How many diapers do you think you changed there, Ty?
In my life?
Yeah.
I know how many I've changed. Zero.
Well, it was zero before Zach, so in my life still holds up.
I'm not going in your life, because I changed diapers before Atticus. I can't remember how many, but since Atticus has been born, I got a number.
I mean, it's a lot.
Can I ask you how many you change a day?
About six.
Oh, my God. That's a lot.
It gets less.
And that's just me.
Yeah.
Jillian changes too. Yeah. Every time I change, though, because Tyler, I was changing his diaper once, and Tyler was over there, and Tyler was like sneaking peeks. He was over my shoulder, and I pulled the diaper off, and Tyler was like, oh, that's nothing, dude. Nothing. Zach's got giant pancakes. Every time... Pretty much every time I change the diaper, I hear you saying, pancakes, giant pancakes.
What?
I don't know why.
I don't remember
you
saying
had to
that.
Say that, but it's stuck in my head.
Flapjacks.
Let's cleanse the palate there and like move on.
I
got something good to watch.
Do you think that changing the diapers is like a bonding experience?
Not really.
Is it possible that as a parent you could be resentful for having to do that?
I think that if you had a live-in... poor soul who did nothing but change diapers, and you would just like take him to the threshold or her and just hand him to someone who lived in the changing room,
yeah,
and then they handed him back or clean. Her back,
yeah,
the I baby would not would be bonded to
still be as bonded to your child.
He'd probably be a lot happier.
I don't know about happier, but like I don't think that would make any difference. I really don't.
What is the luxury you would most like to take advantage of when I'm afford to do anything you want, like
changing Atticus? Like, it is kind of my favorite time with him at this point. He's only 2.5 months old, but that's where we like talk back and forth, and he's most vocal when I'm changing him.
Yeah.
And I call him a sick little bastard, and I say, you like this, don't you, you little fucker. But yeah, that's actually when he's most, for whatever reason, I don't know why, but when he's on the table.
Would both of you guys have, as many of our friends do, like live-in nannies if you could afford it?
Of course, yeah.
I don't know.
I would be fearful that I would lean on it too much and not experience it. But if we had somebody who could, hang out with the kid,
I'm talking like make breakfast, course, and lunch, why would you and not? Run errands, and then do stuff with the kids when you can't.
I would, because I'm lazy. But I think that 10 years from now, I'd be like, fuck, I miss out on a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. But absolutely, I'm not going to lie and say, oh, no, I wouldn't want that. All right, let's switch gears. Unless you guys
Dude, it is thumping downstairs.
All right, you guys ever heard of the Mad Trapper?
No. Is it a restaurant?
Mad Trapper.
I don't know, but it makes me hungry.
Mad Trapper, Jillian did not agree, but the Mad Trapper is fucking awesome.
It's Are you saying Trapper?
Trapper. Okay. Trapper. The Mad Trapper, like the kind of guy that like would set a trap to catch a furred animal.
Okay.
Right.
All right. Back in 1931, summer 1931.
Was he mad because he got bit by a rabid animal?
A white man goes up to the deep, deep north, very, very north regions of Canada, the Northern Territory.
I've never heard deep in reference to north.
I know. That's why I was like stumbling. I'm trying to the far north of Canada, right? Mm. And he has a little backpack on, 1931 summer, and the head Mountie, whoever it is, approaches him and says, "Hey, welcome to the territory. What are you doing?" Mad Trapper doesn't want to have anything to do with him. Nothing to do with this guy. He just goes, "Yes, I'm here. That's all you need to know. I'm heading north. Thank you." Heads off into the wilderness, right?
I feel like you're telling me a joke that my grandpa would tell me.
There's no joke. It's the wilderness, right?
Do we know he's mad yet?
No. He's just a normal, he's just some dude. Fast forward like 3 months, right? We're winter now. Deep winter, can I say that?
Sure.
Deep winter?
Yeah, sure.
And the Inuits, the local indigenous people of the area who do trap animals for a living, because it's their custom, they've been doing it forever, they notice that some of their traps, many of their traps, are being fucked with. So they call the authorities, and they pin it on this guy, Mad Trapper, who came into town that summer, and he's got a little cabin in the far north. Let's say far north.
Okay.
So a couple of the... This is 1931. A couple of the folks who
deep
take
in
care 31? Of that region... go up to talk to him, just knock on his door. It's a if he is guilty of, you know, fucking with the Inuit's traps or whatnot, it's a minor misdemeanor, whatever. No big deal.
It sure ain't minor.
So they knock on the door, and the Mad Trapper,
deep in the mountains,
he shoots. Ooh. And they say, "Oh fuck!" So they go back to get reinforcements.
What is this? Is this a documentary?
Hold on. They go back to get reinforcements, right? 2 weeks later, when they get back, because it's 1931 and it's the far north, they have a posse of eight people. I'll leave it there. It's only 45 minutes long. There's not an actual narrative movie about the Mad Trapper, but the Mad Trapper, if you have Amazon Prime,
I do.
You look up the Mad Trapper. It's just
Alexa, play Mad Trapper.
It's a 45 minute
now playing Mad Trapper.
It's probably an hour-long documentary that probably maybe showed on Discovery at some time, but it's really, really good. Jillian did not agree. She kind of tuned out. She was playing Toy Blast or whatever. But this, the Mad Trapper, so here's the whole story. Like, this guy did crazy things. He was obviously on the lam. He built his fortress. They were trying to blow it up when that posse comes back with dynamite. He goes on the run more. They follow him with dogs. He's like inhumane. He's inhuman. He can do things, feats that no other humans can do. Even like the...
Like fly?
Like a scale, like ice sheets that are just like sheer walls.
Is this one of those stories that got like embellished with time?
Probably a little bit, but they go back. It's intercut with actual modern day scientists digging up his remains and pulling out his skeleton and figuring out like crazy things about him. He was like able to do things that you wouldn't imagine a human could do. Like, and then they find
hold
out
something in all day.
Like, Michael, the Mad Trapper.
I guess you could say he was trapped.
When they killed him, they took a bunch of pictures and like the actual the if you have Amazon Prime and you search Mad Trapper, you will see like the dead pictures of his face. Which are kind of like uncomfortable, and it's Mad Trapper though.
Alien? Is he an alien?
He looks like he's laughing, and he's dead. But it was really.
But why is he called the Mad Trapper?
Because he was an insane person, and
he was a trapper.
No
he
one
was crazy.
It's such a mystery. Oh, he didn't.
His madness. His
look at that. See.
Let me see.
I love the Mad Trapper.
His madness didn't.
Mad Trapper.
Oh my God! He looks like a German scientist. Minutes. He looks like the scientist from Indiana Jones.
Such a mystery that just tickles you, like just itches. Like,
but
it
was
an itch you want.
But tell me one of his superpowers. Like tell me one of his inhuman.
All right, so okay, there's a giant posse after him.
Like I don't. I want to hear something.
I cut
unusual,
the story short. Cut the story short.
You could count. I didn't tell you 3,000 back to one.
They had a bunch of guys go back. A posse go back to his like cabin, right? And he's still in there. And
my expertise is trapping posses.
He was really good at, you know, keeping to himself. He just wanted to be left alone. That's all. And
The Mad Trapper of Rat River. Rats!
Ah, it ties in.
Anyways, he ends up going
at the same time
on the run, right? And there's a group of men, like
Trapper on the run,
skilled men who hunt men, hunt other men. They're bounty hunters, and they're of the region.
John MD.
They're like indigenous of the region, and they have like dogs that like take them across the snow because it gets to -60°C. -60°C.
What is that?
140.
That's unbelievable.
-140. And this guy's on nothing but foot with snowshoes, right?
Yeah.
And they're trying to chase him, tennis rackets, and he ends up eluding them and going over this wall of ice that's just like a sheer mountaintop. He goes over it, and they still don't understand. And then when they dig up his remains,
the Black Castle,
and they're looking at his bones, they're like, oh, what would you suspect? They're like, oh, he has this going on with his bones 80 years later, right? You would think, oh, well, he has this going on, makes him like superhuman. No, scoliosis.
Oh,
it makes even less sense. The man is such a mystery. I love The Mad Trapper. I was so engaged. It's really good. 45 minutes.
How'd you stumble on this?
Digging deep on documentaries, looking for the stuff to watch with Jill's because she only likes documentaries for the most part. I forced the poor girl to watch Fences with me and Parts of Silence.
Did you guys go see Star Wars?
I saw Star Wars before it came out on the Disney lot because I'm super special. And
Yet no one will respond to your emails.
Nice. Yet no one responds to the emails.
That's too bad.
It's very hurtful. I should put that in the emails. Hello.
I saw Star Wars.
So Star Wars 4 came out.
Sir Becky.
One of the guys I do a podcast with met Carrie Fisher times.
And he's very sad that she's dead. Does that make him...
You know, Bo Burnham is like 7 feet tall.
Even better. Works even better. I'm telling you, the role, the character that I wrote is so Bo Burnham. I didn't realize that until after I watched.
Sings song parodies?
Three of his specials. He is so perfect. All right, we should wrap this fucker up, yeah.
BoBurnham@yahoo.com is his email.
It's probably not true.
Probably not true.
The amount of celebrities I've been on email chains with through work whose emails are like...
Absolutely.
JimJohnson@gmail is insane. Yep.
JackNicholson@earthlink.net.
Oh. Really?
I don't know. Does he even use email? He seems like one of those guys that doesn't use email and doesn't have a cell phone.
He definitely seems like he doesn't use email. I really want to do a really bad Jack Nicholson impression, but I really, it's either going to be like good, bad, or not good
or
at all.
Just bad enough that it's like embarrassing. I've seen pictures lately of Bill Murray with a cell phone, and he's known for not having a cell phone, so I wonder what's going down.
How good was Bill Murray in The Jungle Book? Pretty good. Pretty good.
I like Christopher Walken.
The Gigantopithecus? Gigantopithecus?
Why do you say that? Just say orangutan.
He wasn't an orangutan. He was a Gigantopithecus.
So no one's in for the Charles Manson field trip.
Larger version.
Right?
Supersized.
So everyone knows what you're talking about. Just say orangutan.
So neither one of you guys wants to go to Barstow with me and find Charles Manson, right?
Jillian may listen to this before or after I abscond with my child to go see Charlie Manson in a hospital. So can we change this somehow? So say none of you want to go to the Fountain of Youth that helps children become more healthy.
Mm. Would she seriously be upset?
No one would be into their baby
the child
with Charles Manson.
Right. Sorry.
To Barstow. Period.
And on the 1 in 1,000 chance that we're going to be in the same room with Charles Manson. Same building.
If we didn't have a kid and she and I weren't married yet, she'd still be pissed, actually. But she'd get it. Like, if there was a chance that you and I could be in the same room as Manson and have a picture or something for, like, you know.
Have a picture.
I'm pretty sure there's no chance of that, but I just want to get... I just thought it'd be funny on the... I just thought
fly your drone.
On the off
fly your drone
chance
into all the
that
windows.
I'd get there... When I mean, he's being released I can cross paths with him.
I
could yell out, "You suck!"
Just casually cross paths with Manson.
You have lots of like weapons, right?
Yeah.
You have access to lots of
weapons. I've got throwing stars, throwing knives. I've got a whip.
I've got a bunch of guns, right?
I've got boxing gloves.
We could like arm ourselves to the teeth and probably have a pretty decent chance of getting close, but I don't know how.
Mad Trapper.
They're probably less likely to let us in if we're armed.
No, we just make a mad dash.
We just wrap gauze around our heads.
Manslaughter or nothing!
We do the old like 40s thing where you just wrap head around your gauze and sneak into the hospital.
You just wrap head around your gauze.
How's that work?
You know how they wrapped gauze?
I'm just imagining tiny little heads all wrapped around.
I misspoke. But you know how, to show you were in the hospital, they always just put gauze around your head?
Yeah, like that horrible movie, like Johnny got his gun or whatever. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got to the hospital because your head is all wrapped up.
That would be such a great destination disaster if you and I like
Manson,
went and,
Operation
and dressed
Manson.
Up like we're like in the
one of you needs to be an orderly.
And we had a little gauze around our heads.
Stop and buy scrubs.
Damn you, Atticus! You've ruined.
What would?
Oh, hey, I could put him in a little. Cast.
How about this?
A little cast.
For some reason.
Oh, we'll be like a gay couple, and we have our new baby.
They're taking him out,
and everyone's gonna be like scared to like say like don't go down that hall because it's a gay couple. You can't judge, and we have a new baby.
I think you can tell the gay couple not to go down the Charles Manson hall.
No, I don't know if you could.
I'm pretty sure there's security.
But still, like security good.
Because the last thing they need right now is the press.
You're pretty like sure?
I'm saying the last thing that prison wants is the press that they let him escape. A wheelchair bound on death's door. Charles Manson got away finally.
If you and I like cuddle up and we have Atticus in between us and we're like, oh, we're so proud and happy that we
Anderson, just fucking do it. Do it for the podcast. We're going to make out. We're still in the car.
First child born out of like gay sex. Yeah. And like, you know, the security guards, they don't know stuff.
No, they don't know anything. They're not good.
Why is your backstory involved that Atticus is the first?
Because the security guard, he won't know that can't be true. But he's going to know all about hate crimes.
Offensive to all of our...
So he's going to...
Our security guard listeners.
He's not going to...
And we'll throw him a few curveballs. Like, excuse me, do you have a non-sexual bathroom? A bathroom that I have no sex? And he'll be like, I cannot rub these guys the wrong way. I'm going to get fired.
Exactly! This could work!
Excuse me, is there a third bathroom?
Can we delay the episode, this being released, so that Jillian can hear it after security? We do our...
We should just not release this episode.
Do you have a bathroom that just has a hole in the floor, because that's where my kind likes to go?
My kind?
Yeah, my new sexual orientation.
We're talking... What are you talking about?
Yeah, I'm going to throw it all at him. Also, I'm an albino African-American.
Officer, I've been holding it all day. And now I have to keep it moving.
Matt O'Leary, I'm looking for. Joshua Bruges, Bo Burnham.
Everyone tweeted them.
Madeline Kahn? Is that what you said?
No.
James Kahn?
No. Oh, man. Kahn artist?
No.
Kahn Air?
Wrath of Kahn.
I would love to. Just
Jim Conway?
One of these guys. Or girls.
Yeah.
Converse?
Our listeners are gonna get them for you.
Mm-hmm.
So
keep
your Twitter mentions
subject
over.
Line.
No, Michael, why are you laughing at that? All right, I wish I didn't. All right,
keep it moving.
By the time you're listening to this, we've been holding it all day.
Michael.